Hi, and welcome to Talk Word. I'm Marty, and I'm here with Bridget Fitzgerald. Bridget is a comedian, actress, model, writer, producer.
True.
Everything.
All these things are true. I'm
lots
a one-girl band.
Comedy everything.
I am your comedy source.
Yeah. And you currently live in Los Angeles. You're in town in New York City working on a movie.
Yes, I'm acting in a movie.
And the movie is, what was the movie called?
The movie is called Snatchers.
Snatchers.
Yes.
And it has a sci-fi angle.
Mm-hmm. It's a comedy sci-fi.
It's a comedy sci-fi. And also, you write, you model, you, I mean, a lot of stuff. You have a series that was on Time Warner.
Yes, Musi.
Musi.
Which is called, Musi is a sitcom that I wrote, produced, co-directed, and starred in. And it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yes.
Is it still available?
It is not still available.
What?
Currently. I'm sorry. The site shut down. That was not me. That was.
I'm sorry.
Time Warner decided not to continue with that. So, unfortunately, no one gets
limited
to see
engagement.
Music. Yes. People loved it.
They did love it.
And, well, clearly they did.
Yeah.
They bought it and, you know, downloaded it and all that.
So what's been happening? You've been a comedian and working in the entertainment world for quite a while. Trained at UCB?
Yes, I was trained at UCB. I took my first class like 11 years ago, and I've been doing a lot of awesome performances. Lately, I've been doing some like crazy out there improv ones in LA. Sometimes I do murder mysteries or scavenger hunts that are improvised. Or, I did one that was like...
Murder mysteries that are scavenger hunt. There's like an audience and there's a murder mystery show?
Yeah, it's like for corporate events or something like that. Like they would hire us to come in and, you know, entertain.
Right. Oh, neat.
You know? Yeah, so it's really fun.
Very
but
cool.
Yeah, it's... I was a jilted ex-wife at one point.
Neat.
It was really fun.
How many people do like a murder mystery thing for a corporate event?
Well, it depends. For
is
one,
it like a whole cast?
Yeah, it's a whole cast. For one, neat. I was doing like, it was like four people. And then for
is
another
it like
one,
Clue?
It was like eight.
Like, is everyone dressed up like?
I have done an improvised Clue at UCB.
Really?
Yeah, I was Miss Scarlet.
Oh, I love Clue. You can be Miss Scarlet. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Guys.
Very,
obviously.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do model sometimes.
A little bit. A little bit.
A little bit.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, you definitely model. I remember you had like a stock, you were a stock photography model for, were you like a nurse?
Oh, yeah. I was a nurse.
In something, I think that was, I remember that. You were like, it was like
I've done so many things, and you're like, don't you remember that stock photography you did when you were first starting out? I've been in like fucking Vogue magazine, and you're like, yeah, remember that thing you did? Like, you know, remember that kid's play you were in when you were five? Yeah,
sorry.
I do. I do remember that, Marty. Thank you. Thanks so much.
It stuck in my head. I remember
like,
you being like this. Like,
I'm in ads in Brazil right now. You don't care about those. You're like, no, let's talk about that stock
photo.
Let's talk about
photo. That one,
let's
photo.
Talk
you
about
like
that one you did. Like, you. No, I've been in like IBM, Fiat, Dell.
Oh, yeah, the Fiat ad. I saw the Fiat ad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Yeah.
I got
you were
to go
on like billboards and stuff.
I was.
You're a big deal.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know,
thank
I mean. Thanks for doing this little rinky-dink podcast.
Well, thank
you're
you
such
for
such a
having.
Famous person.
Thank you for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah, no problem. So are you doing a lot of live... Because in New York, I remember seeing... you were in a troupe, and I remember seeing you perform with your troupe.
Uh-huh.
I think... Was that in Brooklyn? Where were we?
I was in Long Island City.
Long Island City,
for
right.
a year, I was doing one called Sister Sex Wolf, which
and that was
great.
I think I saw maybe your ending show there.
Yes.
And that was awesome. And you were like, I think you kind of ran the show. but, I mean, that was very, I mean, you were so good on your feet. Are you doing more stuff like that in Los Angeles now?
I am, actually. I just did a show for the troops for American Legion, to raise money for American Legion.
Oh, wow.
Which was really fun. It was, I don't know, it ran one night as a special performance. But I don't do a ton of live improv anymore. I do some for films, like mm-hmm. for the movie Joe's War that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, with Armand DeSanti.
Armand DeSanti. And Ed Asner. Ed Asner is in it too. He called me the light of the film, which is very cool.
Nice.
It was honestly a really great day for me.
What is Joe's War about?
Joe's War is about soldiers with PTSD.
Okay.
So not as lighthearted. But no. I do play the light of the film, I guess, as Ed.
What's your role in that?
Corporal Laura Donnelly. And I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And it was actually really cool how that came about, because I don't know if I told you this, but like they originally wrote it for a man, but then they really liked me in the audition, so they changed it around so that they could find a part for me. And that she was so cool.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved her.
That's great.
Yeah. And Armand was wonderful to work with.
Yeah.
Just a really cool professional dude.
Is that online now? Can I download?
Yes. You can go to IBM. IBM. You can go to iTunes or Amazon, and it's available on both.
Oh, cool.
Or if you have a Roku, you can get it there, too.
I do have a Roku.
Hey,
I
now.
Love my Roku.
Do you?
I do. I love it. Mm-hmm. So you're in town filming a sci-fi comedy, and what's your role in the sci-fi comedy?
I play a character named Jem.
It's called Snatchers.
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 Yeah, I play a food truck driver.
This is a food truck... For food trucks.
Yes. I only serve other food trucks. It's a really funny comedy. The premise of the movie is great. It's a sci-fi comedy. Yeah. And it's, kind of like a Body Snatchers type experience, which is why the thing is called Snatchers.
Yeah.
But basically, what would happen if aliens took over Brooklyn? Who would know? So we're all kind of parodies of like hipsters. All our characters are. And so yeah. I'm a food truck driver. And I actually got to drive a food truck yesterday, which is really fun.
And probably totally scary.
I have never driven a food truck before. The director was like, add this to your special skills. I was like, okay.
But you had like a police escort?
Yes, a police cruiser That's was nice. Following us behind. So I was like, all right, well.
What does the food truck you were driving, like, what's it say on the side? Like, what was the...
Oh, there were so many fun puns that were, like, dishes. Like, the writer of the movie is Guy Patton, who is awesome. He wrote Pearl the Assassin, which is another movie that I was in. And he's from UCB as well. He's done a lot of training there. So they were asking him what dishes to put on the side of this food truck. So he came up with a lot of really great puns. And like they were so good that the first day we were shooting with the food truck, these people kept coming up to it and like just taking pictures of the menu and then like walking away or like trying to get food from us. And they were like, hey, what's going on with this nicotine infused artichoke dip? And I was like, do not order that, first off. And secondly, we are not a real food truck. So
every menu item is a huge joke.
Yes. Everyone was a huge
joke.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. Stuff that you should not ingest.
So in the movie, you play an alien. Are you an alien?
I'm not an alien.
Other people are aliens.
Other people are aliens. Like,
and
they're
they
passing.
Are homogenized humans.
Right, exactly. They're very much like, if all the cool parts of you got taken out and you became just
kind of like a brainwashed. Right. And you know that they're aliens because they're wearing one color?
Yes.
Okay.
Purple is the color for the Snatchers.
So all of the aliens are wearing purple.
They are all wearing purple.
In Williamsburg.
That's the way you tell in the movie. That's the color of the aliens.
Is there like a love story?
There is.
Are you involved in the love story?
I am not the main character in the love story, but that is, there's two characters that are.
Very
cool.
So
that happens. Yeah. That happens.
So like, what's the process of making like a movie like this? Like you got cast and then they're doing this huge production. You're in town for a couple of weeks. They have, you know, all the cameras and all the stuff. Like, how did you get involved in, like, what's the process of being in a movie? Like, you're a comedic actress, you know, you got cast in this. How did you get cast in this? And now you're making it. Like, how did it all, you know, like, how long does it take? How did you meet the people that are making this movie? Like, how, you know.
Well, I love the people. I love the people who are making this movie. The director is John Kingman, who produced on the other movie, Pearl the Assassin. Mm-hmm. which was written by Guy Patton and starred Dana Patton, who is his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, you know, side thing. And so I actually was expecting them to do like a Pearl 2 or something like that. But then, like about a year ago, I heard from John that he was going to be working on a new thing. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, and I just kind of kept that in the back of my mind. And then I saw that they were casting again. And I was like, hey, by the way, Bridget Fitzgerald is available and she's awesome. What's that? Not shy. True. It's very true. I'm very forthright. So I was like, can I audition for this? And I said, yes. And so I sent in a tape because I was in LA and they were in New York. And so then they cast me and they flew me out here and now I'm here.
When you do, like an audition tape now with the tech, with the iPhones and stuff, is it now, are you just like taking videos of yourself, like reading on your phone and then sending that video to people? Like, is that how with like the new technology for, to do like an audition tape to do, is that how do people record themselves?
Well, people do.
On their phones? To send them to, you know, is that how you do it?
I mean, people do. I had like a really cool setup, actually, because I have a green screen. Because
in your apartment, you have a green screen? I do have a
green screen because I was using it for Smiley Bridge TV, which is my web series.
We should talk about that, too.
Okay. Well, we will.
We will.
It's on vid.me. It's had over a quarter million views.
Wow.
Which is big for a kid from Waxhaw, North Carolina. Makes me happy. So I had that set up, so I just kind of lit it nicely and then recorded on my iPhone and had a friend read the other lines, and that's how I did it. Nice. I don't know how other people do it, but that's how I did it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Smiley Bridge TV.
Okay.
What is Smiley Bridge TV about?
Smiley Bridge TV is my sketch comedy web series, and it's all upbeat humor, which is how I do my stand-up. I did stand-up for over 2 years in New York, and then it's kind of my personality too. Like, Smiley was my nickname as a kid, and that's why it's my Twitter handle, Smiley Bridge, and also my Instagram is The Smiley Bridge. So it's all like everything is a variation of Smiley Bridge.
It's your brand.
It's my brand.
Your brand is Smiley.
People know me as Smiley and also as Bridge, so it's just, it made sense. But like, I actually found out that Ovation TV was going to give out a grant for $5,000 to a great idea for a web series or for a film project or an art project. And so I was like, well, I have a great idea for one. So I submitted, and I actually got to be one of the finalists. And they picked like 50 projects to move forward with of all the ones that were submitted, and they got like hundreds of submissions. Mm-hmm. And so I got to that, and that was in like October, I guess. And so then they paired with Rocket Hub to do a crowdfunding sort of thing. And they were like, the one that can raise the most money gets like, you know, the grant or whatever. And then plus like judging and whatnot. But then I didn't do that. I didn't get the highest one, but because people from all over the country donated because they liked what I was about and they liked, you know, what I wanted to do, which was make something really funny that's really positive, which I don't think that there's enough of, or a lot of anyway, not for adults, you know, like maybe for kids, but like I was just kind of tired of seeing more stuff that just like dropped F-bombs or just like relied on sex, which, you know, is funny, but it's not like the only thing that's funny. You know, I think situations are really funny. And
like gross out humor. I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like in so many comedy movies now, they'll push things like you see so much more vomiting in movies today than you ever saw in like the 70s or 80s, you know, like they just wouldn't show it. Like in Animal House, Flounder throws up on Dean Wormer's shoes, but you don't see it, and like, you know, but you know what happened, and they cut away and you hear it, and like it's a joke. Now it's like people are like projectile vomiting all over this, and you're just like, this is disgusting.
I
don't like seeing it was, this much vomit.
It was just so much of this negativity, and that's not what I'm about. So I was like, here's what I want to make.
That's nice.
And then people all over the country thought it was great, and so they donated, and so like I made enough to make this web series, which is great. So there are like 13 episodes. Like, if we raised
enough. How long are each episode?
Oh, less than 2 minutes apiece.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I wanted them to be like, I released them once a week, and I wanted them to be, you know, things that people could like easily digest. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, like me, I have like a pretty short attention span. When somebody sends me a link, I just want
to see. So people should definitely listen, or people listening should definitely go to smileybridge.tv.
Smileybridge.tv. Yeah, actually.
And check out the series.
Yeah.
And, so what's happening next? So you're doing the movie now. This is going to wrap in like a couple of days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been here for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then, what's happening when you get back to Los Angeles?
Well, I'm going to continue to audition for TV and film. I actually...
it's a grind.
It is a grind.
Being like a working actor.
It is.
You know?
It's a lot of putting yourself out there, but luckily I'm very positive.
You're so positive.
Very assertive. So there's all that, you know? Like I really think that good things will happen when you try and do something really good.
Yeah.
For other people. Especially.
You're such a nice person.
Well...
So many people in Los Angeles are so mean and terrible.
Stop that.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Ugh.
It's hard to tell. They're all so happy.
I think you can't tell who's being real and who's being fake nice to you. Oh. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of fake nice people.
All right. Well, maybe they fooled me then.
Oh, you're so nice. So you grew up in North Carolina.
I grew up in North Carolina, not South Carolina.
Not South Carolina. Yep. And you're... Father is a elected official.
Yes, that's true.
Is he the mayor?
No, he's not the mayor. But
what's his elected officialness?
He is a commissioner.
Commissioner.
Yeah, he's the commish.
Do you call him the commish?
We did nickname Dad the commish.
That's
when
kind
he
of awesome.
When he first got elected. Now he's up for re-election, so it's like re-elect.
Exciting. Re-elect. So there's lots of re-elect Fitzgerald signs. All over town.
There will be in November. I don't know.
Wow. Political dynasty over here.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
I know. He actually asked me if I could come home and help run his campaign.
Really? Like, campaign tempted. Manager.
Yeah. Add that to special skills.
Yeah, definitely. That's a special
skill. Can drive
skill.
A food truck.
Food truck. Campaign manager.
Campaign manager. Can milk a cow.
Really?
I had to do that for two movies. Not in real life once. Two movie roles.
Two separate movie roles?
Two
had you milking
ones.
A cow?
Had me milking a cow. How crazy is that?
What was the context?
Well, the first...
Did they involve farms?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Because if not, that would just be strange.
No, just a random insert of me milking a cow made it into the movie.
Yeah.
I'm just really good at it. I don't know. Just, it seemed to go.
Nice.
Huh.
Cool.
Yeah, digging it.
So the show is called Talkward. Because you have to tell an awkward story.
An awkward story?
So do you have any sort of an awkward story that you could tell? It doesn't have to be related to entertainment. But like, what's like an uncomfortable situation that was something that would be like an awkward story?
Oh, gosh. An awkward story. I mean, like now thinking of one, probably I would say that's pretty awkward.
This silence could definitely be your awkward story.
Yeah. Is that meta? Is that too meta?
That's fine.
I don't know what it. Awkward story. I'm trying to think of one that's real good.
That's okay.
Okay, can we come back to that?
We can just cut the whole thing out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just like, I don't know. I honestly am trying to think of like a good one, and I'm racking my brain to like think of something that's super awkward.
You were at a Hollywood pool party recently.
Yes.
And got offered a movie job.
Yes.
And you were the only one that swam in the pool.
That is true. That is true. You can't invite me to a party with floaties. Oh, actually, how about that as part of my awkwardness?
That's very good.
Well, the part that I didn't tell you about,
okay.
Which is before that, is that I was raised in North Carolina, and I believe that you don't go to someone's house that you've never been to before without bringing something to share.
Like a gift.
Yes. Nice. Yes. You don't do that. Like, I wasn't raised in a barn. I made people milk a cow, but I wasn't raised in a barn. And so I was like, I have to stop and get something before I go to this party. And so I stopped and I got chips and beer. And then I brought
chips
it.
Chips and beer.
Chips
you're,
and
you're
beer.
You're a great party guest.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Don't invite Bridget Fitzgerald and expect her to come empty-handed.
Yeah.
So I came and I walked into the director's house of this movie called Reality Queen. has a bunch of big names in it. It's a huge movie. It's like Denise Richards, Mike Tyson, little Bridget Fitzgerald carrying a bag of chips into this party and a thing of beer. And I'm passing by like these Lambos, like Lamborghinis, like on the lawn outside, like parked all over. It looked like some bank heist had happened because there were so many baller cars just like decked out. And I was in the Hollywood Hills and I'd never been to a party like this before in my life. And I was like, okay, this is cool. And I walk in and I see that this party is catered. Like this party has like I walk in and there's like three different bartenders set up. There's a cabana. There's like a whole station where a dude is just making you burritos. There's like
burrito bar. Nice.
Burrito bar. There's a like somebody flipping burgers. There's like all these different things. Like this thing is huge. And I was like, oh my God, what have I walked into? And I like looked at my beer, my chips. And I was like, holy fuck. And so I just like, I saw like the director from afar and I didn't want him to see me holding that in his fancy party. So I just like shoved it like on a bar and pretended that never happened and kept walking into the bar.
Just kept moving.
Just keep moving. Just drop it. Keep moving. And so that was it. I don't know. Then that's great. I mean, clearly it worked because I got offered a roll.
You got offered a roll. I'm sure somebody enjoyed the chips and beer.
Maybe they just sat out in the sun for a while. I don't know what was up with that bartender. They just left it on the bar. That I don't know.
Movie was called Reality Queens.
Reality Queen.
And is this? When did you shoot this?
I shot this in, I don't know, 20. It's just coming out next year, but it's
that's great.
Yeah, I shot it last year.
And where is that coming out? Where can people
see
this?
It's going to be in theaters, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, it got shown at Cannes, and then it got picked up for distribution.
That's huge.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you so much. I'm very excited about this. This is going to be a big movie.
You're such a big deal.
Well, thank you. It was really cool going in for like the cast reading for this and like just seeing Denise Richards walk by and just say hello.
What's your part in Reality Queens?
Reality Queen.
I'm sorry,
singular.
Reality Queen. Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. I play a therapist.
Okay.
A group. She goes to a group therapy session and I am running the group, which is
so you look very really professional.
I look super professional. I actually...
Glasses? Did they make you wear glasses?
I brought glasses in because I thought, you
makes the character.
Well, yeah. Change it up a little. Yeah. I actually was thinking of somebody that I had met in real life when I like read this. I was like, that's who I'm going to be. And then the casting director later was like, there was just something about you that was so interesting. And I was like, yeah, it's because I based her on a real person. And it's the glasses. It's these
something
awesome
about you
glasses.
Seems so smart. It's
and
the glasses.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Well done.
I actually bought a fake pair of glasses to get headshots taken in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because an agent at the time was like, "You should probably have
that." Works.
That. Yeah, changes up your whole dynamic. I mean, Clark Kent did it best.
Do you wear glasses with fake lenses just out and about in Los Angeles?
I don't. I'm not that hipster.
There's a lot
I
of
just
people
play
that do
one.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you go to like Williamsburg, I'm sure you've seen lots of the big frames.
How would
fake glass.
I know? I don't know. I have them and my mom was like, why would you need that?
You don't need a prescription.
I wanted glasses when I was a kid. I actually stole my sister Sarah's glasses that she needed for astigmatism and like went in the bathroom and would just like play with them. Because I thought they were so cool. I wanted them so bad. And then when I became an adult, I was like, never mind. I changed my mind.
What are your... there's a lot of comedy online, on streaming.
Mm-hmm.
What are your favorite shows right now?
I love Master of None. I'm watching that. I'm watching Kimmy Schmidt. I don't know. I really like stuff that's smart and funny. I love Catastrophe, but every time they come out with a new season, I just like, how's that? I just go right on through. Like, that's so funny and so brilliant and so brilliantly written. I love, I don't know what else. What's the one with the kids? Where there's like kids and there's an alien and there's...
There's kids and an alien?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The underground.
Oh, Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Stranger
Things. I love Game of Thrones. I have like a group that I watch Game of Thrones with. But I have to wait forever.
Veep is really good.
Veep. I love Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley is great.
If I could be on a show, I would want to be on Silicon Valley.
You should be on Silicon Valley.
Okay, well.
I'm a big fan of that.
All right, let's go tell my judge.
Let's work on that.
Please put Bridget Fitzgerald on Silicon Valley.
You should you could be like a hedge fund VC chick that funds startups. I can see you being that.
Oh, I could. Yeah, or totally. Just like a weird hacker in the background who sounds like this.
That's so hard. Like as a working actress, model, writer person, you could be in any of these type shows, right? Like you fit the bill. Like you qualify to be in all these shows.
Yes, that's true.
So it's like what's the thing that gets people in some of these shows? Is it just luck? Is it just knowing somebody? You know, is it just
a guy
that knows a guy that knows a guy that gets you in? Like, it seems like such a tough nut to crack for like a working, you know, comedian type person. Like, you know, what gets you that next huge deal? It seems.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh my God! What am I doing with my life? I don't know.
But it seems like you know,
how does it happen? Someone tell us how it happens.
Well, I mean, but it seems like you kind of make it happen for yourself. Yeah. Like you develop your own things. You're like, I don't feel like waiting for this magical thing to happen to me. I'm just going to make my own series, or I'm just going to send out my own thing. You know,
that is true.
I think you literally are doing it all on your own, and you're landing jobs. Like you're in movies.
Thank you.
Not because somebody's like letting you into this like exclusive club. You're just like you're banging down the door yourself and being like, "Look at me, I'm great."
I often think of this like poster that I saw in New York, and this might be silly, but whatever. I am. That just said, like, kicked her way all the way to the top. And it's like a soccer player. And it's one of those, like, life goals, you know, like family,
right.
You know, whatever the different things. But it's just like a kid kicking her soccer ball. And she's like, kicked her way all the way to the top. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes you got to kick your way to the top.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely kicking your way to the top, Bridget Fitzgerald.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for being on the show. This was fun.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No problem. This has been Talkword. Definitely visit Bridget Fitzgerald online. Go to smileybridge.tv. Also, what is your Twitter? Is SmileyBridge?
Yes.
At SmileyBridge. And what's the website?
SmileyBridge.com.
SmileyBridge.com. Listen to more Talkwords at Talkword Podcast or Talkword.com. And thanks for being on. This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck to all this stuff's coming out. I'm excited about the Snatchers.
Thanks. I'm stoked about it.
Yeah. All right. Until next time.